Good morning. How are y'all this morning? I am doing really well. Thank you. It's always a privilege to spend time praising God. I have an announcement to make. Some of you may remember last week when Nicole said something about live streaming. Are we doing something else? And I didn't know it at the time. But actually, even while she asked the question, our very first live streaming on YouTube was going on. So it's set up now on the website. You can click on Facebook or YouTube and catch the live stream. For those of you who want to just go and look at it, it's very simple. It's youtube.com/@JubileeBHM. That's it. Okay. YouTube.com/. Everybody knows that. Then it's @JubileeBHM. That's it. So that's pretty cool. Sean had actually set that up and was playing with it last week. It turned out pretty good. He's going to continue to work with it. Before we get where we're going, so I was talking to Jesus about things the other day. I got kind of almost just overwhelmed in what I was seeing. We talk about quite often where Jesus in John chapter 3 was talking to Nicodemus. And said, taking it out of the negative and putting it into the positive, if you are born from above, you have the ability to see the kingdom with your mind. Being born of water and spirit, you have the ability to enter into the kingdom. And I encourage you to press into that. I can assure you, first of all, it won't hurt. And secondly, if you continue in it, your faith develops in it, it's kind of wild what happens. You actually get better at it. Like you can go in, like Jesus said, you go into the closet and close the door, and the Father who sees you in private will, apodynami, will give back. There's that interaction that takes place. So I was there, and in, as we say, we'll just call it my mind's eye, I was looking at Jesus and the revelation just intensified. When I was talking to him, I said, you, talking to Jesus, you are his body. His is, of course, the Father. You, Jesus, are his, God the Father, you are his body. And as those words came out of my mouth, the picture was amazing. When you realize that the God of the universe, the creator of all things, the one who was existent when nothing else existed, who is everything, everywhere. Okay? He put himself, all of that, he put in a body. That body is named Jesus of Nazareth. We can know you can actually know, like be on a first name basis with. He knows your name. You can walk in and talk to this man who actually is God in a body. And not just a body or as in a form. You know, I think you can look at some of the things with Abraham, some of the instances in the Old Covenant, and see where God, quote, appeared, okay? And when he's seen there in heaven at the throne and all the colors and everything, and it says he has the form, right? Okay, with Jesus, we're not talking about God taking a particular form. He can do that anytime, anyplace, anywhere, however he wants to. We're talking about a permanence that lasts for eternity. Jesus wasn't God formed as a body. He was God born in a body. When you meditate, I know you know. But when you meditate on those things, it's amazing what happens to you. And then, obviously, as I'm seeing all that, I'm realizing the magnitude of the idea. Like, you know, we'd all like to meet maybe like the president, right? Some people maybe wouldn't. And like he had your phone number and you have his number and y'all are on a first name basis kind of thing, that would be real cool, right? We're so far past that as to it's not even in the same league, in the same ballpark. We're talking about God putting himself, conceiving himself in the body born of a woman, and after his crucifixion, the power of the resurrection came, life coming into him, exalting him with a name that's above every name, and he is ascended to the Father, seated at the right hand of the majestic majesty on high, and it says he is living to make intercession for us. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. How is that possible? I don't know. Okay? And you can talk to him, and he will talk back to you. Man, that's so far what so many people who are believers consider, because their eyes are on all of this around here, instead of in their mind understanding the kingdom of the heavens that they're a part of. Hallelujah. If you like, you can turn with me over to Matthew chapter 21, verse 43. We're going to do something a little different. We don't talk about all that much around here. We used to much more with the school, but with the academy. Matthew 21, verse 43, most translations, if you're looking at it, starts off with therefore, okay? We got that far.